This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard, Anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Before I share the secrets behind those who do not return their shopping carts, we have Donna, who's called in. And Donna, you claim to be a journalist, a trained journalist.
I was, Larry. I had to get out of it. And by the way, I take my cart back and another one I find on the way.
Very good.
So this is probably 81, 83. I was at Cal State Northridge, and our Professor Cummings was our journalism professor, and she would give us an assignment to cover a story. If we even used a slightly suggestive adverb or adjective implying what our opinion was, she put an F on the paper. Your job is to collect the facts, she would tell us, and report them. It's not your job to give your opinion. I think that art is long gone, because I teach at a local college now. Of course, I teach public speaking, but I've seen how some of my colleagues are influencing their students, and it's really worrisome.
Absolutely right, Donna. They're encouraging students to do activism in their journalism instead of being objective and giving people the facts. You're absolutely right.
Which is
absolutely right.
It's okay if you label it as such, as my opinion, then that's a different conversation. You have a
right
to your opinion, but if you're reporting as a journalist, it shouldn't be slanted. Certainly there's some natural tendencies, but the overt way that they have mixed opinion with facts, and it's so common that most people don't even know the difference.
No, and I tell my students I teach public speaking, and if they're going to quote, let's just say they're doing a story on whaling, you know, in the North Atlantic, and it's about how whales are hunted, and they'll quote Greenpeace. I say, that's fine, but is that a biased source? I'm just using that as an example. And they'd say, well, no, they're very knowledgeable about it. I said, right, but are they biased? Now you have to go and get someone maybe from the Fish and Game Commission, or you find other sources that hopefully are unbiased, or at least project the other side of the topic.
All right, Donna.
Just look at me.
Thank you.
Good talking to you, fellas. Thanks.
You got it.
All wonderful right. Call.
Yeah, and the other thing is the algorithms of what you choose to look at on social media feed into what you believe, what you're looking for.
I'll give you another example of what we're talking about real quickly. I've stopped using Google almost exclusively because the results that you're going to get are going to be slanted in one direction. So I've started using FreeSpoke and another one called DuckDuckGo, just to get a more of a variety of things. I want to see a variety of opinions or a variety of viewpoints. I don't want to see just one, and that's where Google is going.
Well, Google has become the Xerox of this generation. Whoa. In terms of when Xerox, when you make a copy of a paper, people used to say, Xerox this. Well, Xerox was the brand.
Right. They're the 800-pound elephant right now.
Get me a Kleenex. Which meant, get me a tissue.
Facial tissue. Right. Yep.
And so Google has this stronghold on that world. In fact, some people in government would like to break Google up like they did the old Bell telephone in years ago. Remember, for being a monopoly.
I do.
All right. Now, this pressing question. When you go to the grocery store, you have a lot of decisions to make, right? Paper, plastic, reusable bags, self-checkout, human interaction, all that stuff. Where do you leave your cart at the end of a shopping trip? A lot of people, they have in parking lots, have put these little cart stations that you're supposed to return your carts.
A cart corral.
We all know that there are people that do not do that because, what, they're lazy? Yes, period. In my opinion, if you don't at least move your cart out of the way. Some leave it if there's an empty space next to them, next to the car. What went viral on TikTok is a Los Angeles-based clinical and forensic psychologist. Leslie Dobson shared her answer on post, and she got more than 11 million views, and that was as of yesterday, and mostly people that thought she was full of you-know-what. Quote, I'm not returning my shopping cart, and you can judge me all you want. I'm not getting my groceries into the car, getting my children into the car, then leaving them in the car to go return the cart. So if you're going to give me a dirty look, F off, it says.
Are you kidding me?
People accused her of being, quote, entitled mom, lazy, a Karen. And some question why she doesn't have her kids return the cart.
I hope she winds up on Cartnarks on YouTube. Have you heard about that?
No.
Cartnarks, these are the people who confront other people who don't return their carts on camera. They'll walk right up to them and say, how come you won't return your cart? And the exchanges can get pretty funny. Most of them are just kind of tacky. But
Cartnarks?
Cartnarks.
Oh, that's...
N-A-R-C.
That's
Narcs.
Gold. That's a new one. Although I was a little upset because there's someone out there, if you don't park perfectly, they have these little stickers they put in your window, like where you would get a ticket in the old days.
What does it say? Like, nice park job? Or
basically, you're a jag-off. You can reach out to us, Instant Access, just a click away. Go to instantaccess@kdkradio.com. We all see your emails. You've got questions, opinions, or ideas. We love that you share. And every Tuesday at this time, we check in with Lynn Hayes Friedland. We were talking about you, Lynn, earlier, Paul and I.
Oh, I heard you. I heard you.
Being an esteemed,
but it was a good thing.
Esteemed journalist.
It was a good thing. I heard a lot of things you said, and I want to weigh in on a couple of them.
All right. What do you got?
The shopping carts at the store.
Yes.
I am a person who returns my cart. However, there are some stores where the return bins are not convenient at all. They are, you know, they're all the way down the aisle and over to the right. That does make me pause. But if I have my grandchildren, that's a whole different issue. When you said that people were writing, commenting on this woman's post, you know, why don't you have the kids return the cart? A lot of times the kids are young. I don't like to leave the kids in the car for any length of time. And because I'm afraid, you know, what if the door's locked? What if this happens? So I am less inclined to take the cart back if I've got the small kids with me. So I just feel like there are a couple different perspectives on that.
But there are, as Paul pointed out, some cart narcs that will confront people like that. That could be dangerous.
That could be dangerous. That's also troubling to me. Like, that's all you have to do with your time is confront people in a parking lot about a shopping cart? Somehow that's one of those. Get a life. Come on. Come on. The other thing is I wanted to comment. Go ahead.
Your speaker sounds a little distorted.
It sounds a little distorted. Okay, yeah. Let's see. Okay, you know, I'm trying this new video thing for the first time.
It's a new system, and that's okay. We'll work through the new technology because it is pretty cool. For those that don't know, you can, the Ireland Contracting video feed, you can go to...
I was going to say, I can change my headsets.
You can go to kdkradio.com, and then you can see some of our guests, like Lynn. We can see each other on this new technology that's like a Zoom call, or even, you know, when people just FaceTime. There you go. Now let's try it.
Okay. Does that sound any better? Is that better?
It sounds better, right, Aaron? Our producer, Aaron. Plus, I can see you. You're closer.
Well, I leaned forward. Yeah, I leaned forward to plug in the headsets. You know, again, this is all new. So I said, you know, I know you and Marty used to refer to Dave Labrosi as, you know, Big Boss Dave. And I said, boy, I wonder whose idea this was. Big Boss PJ's idea? This is like being on TV. You got to get up. You got to get dressed. It's like those things you see online where you're on a Zoom call and the boss says, hey, I'd like to see everybody's face. And you're sitting there in your jammies.
Well, I told PJ that we would have some guests, especially early in the morning, that might be a little reluctant to go on. And I didn't realize that some of our TV friends would prefer not to go on before they put on their makeup, for instance. But you look wonderful on the radio.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, it's habit. You know, it's habit. If you're going to be on camera, I feel that way about Zoom calls, about anything. And again, after 40 plus years, it's a habit. Lori Walker Geiger would be appalled if I did something without some kind of makeup.
Yeah, she retired as one of the longest running photographers, photogs, at KDK-TV. She's, what, a couple of years now?
You're talking Lori Sperling.
Or Sperling, yeah. Oh, yeah. When you said Lori.
I'm talking makeup Lori. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's still doing her magic.
Absolutely.
All right. So you said a couple of things touched your nerves.
Okay. You were asking Paul Rasmussen about dating sites and websites and making connections. And I have a very good friend who has used several of these sites. Now, she's probably in her late 60s. And every now and then she would send, you know, our little friend group a couple of pictures and say, hey, look, this is who they're suggesting is the greatest date for me. And oftentimes they were 80, 85. And she kind of felt like, yeah, they're too old for me. And I said, well, technically, they're probably in your range at this point. But because she sees herself as being 50, even though she's not, but she sees herself as being 50. So she never felt like any of them were the ideal match for her because they were always so much older. I think it's challenging after 50.
I would imagine. Now, I don't have that. I mean, I'm serious.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that just want to have somebody, some companionship, even if it doesn't go further than that, who for whatever reason, divorce or loss of a spouse, if they're a widowed person, once they hit 50, the game, you know, not that it's exactly 50, but the game, let's be honest, starts to change, right?
It does. And sometimes you just want, you need an escort. Say, for example, if it's a formal affair, it's a black tie affair. At some point, you just don't want to get in the car with your four girlfriends and go to the event. You want an escort. It's not really a date necessarily. It's just someone to go with. It makes a difference.
Yeah. And I would imagine that it's a challenge where they say so many people. I just read the stats on how many people actually use online dating, and it's actually pretty incredible the number of people that find somebody. It's like one out of every four now finds a date online.
A date online. And I mean, I hope that works. When you were talking about it earlier, I was thinking about the fact, you know, now they're going to do the Golden Bachelorette. Earlier, I guess this year or last year, they did the Golden Bachelor, and he was an older guy.
Yeah, that was a disaster.
That marriage lasted. Yeah, I was going to say that marriage lasted, what, 2 months? I don't even know. I really would like to know the statistics on how many of those bachelor, bachelorette marriages actually last, because I'm not convinced they do.
So this is real. They're actually doing a Golden Bachelorette.
A Golden Bachelorette. And typically, they use someone who was on the previous season. So I don't know who the Golden Bachelorette is, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was one of the women who was vying for the Golden Bachelor last go round.
Well, what about the woman that won? Make her, since she already lost the guy she had. All right, we're with Lynn Hayes Freeland. You can see her on the radio. Go to kdkradio.com and select Watch KDK Radio Live Stream. 10 until 2, Marty Griffin with a preview. Get Marty. Here is Mr. Griffin, who is, as we speak, preparing mentally and emotionally.
What do I have in my hand?
You have Imodium.
Man.
Trouble. Good thing Patrick O'Connor's in the house.
Woo!
With all your fancy electronic technology.
It's been
here.
A spigot. I'm just saying.
What happened?
I'm just...
I mean, you have, that's like a substantial container of Imodium.
I've got some Southern Tier issues.
Woo! Are you going to make it through the show?
Wow. Oh, bad.
Okay.
Our refrigerator broke again. That piece of crap, LG. What a piece of crap. $760 to fix it last time.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Are you serious?
Ooh. What else?
To fix it.
All right off the top, Raz, you're going to want to hear this. You're going to be blown away by how this thing ended last night and why. You're going to be blown away. Let me just say this. They were fixing to bring in the big boys. And The little protesters and the little water bottles decided they didn't want to deal with the big boys. You're going to hear some details that are crazy. Patrick was there live the whole time. Live.
Yeah, you shot a video there.
He was live.
A couple videos.
Crazy.
Who was the guy that confronted your buddy, the dentist? Was that who he was talking to?
Yep. That activist, yeah.
Yeah, but he's not a... He's
harmless.
Not, he was not a student.
Hell no. Went to the culinary school. Cooking up BS is what he was doing. Hey, on a serious note, and that's serious too. Our friend Stacy, who we both love, she lost her dog. Her dog died.
Oh.
Now, the way you said that, it's tough, man.
It is.
In fact...
Raz knows that.
Patrick
recently.
Knows this too. That dog was her kid, right, Patrick?
Absolutely. Yeah. Her fur baby, you should call him.
We're going to talk to her, and we're going to talk about, seriously, man, legitimate grief when you lose a dog. And my boys rode their bikes along the jail trail. These tents, this garbage, it's disgusting. It's 10x what it was.
You mean behind the Allegheny County jail?
Paul. It's unbelievable. Patrick.
Which is on the river.
Mounds.
Piles and piles.
There's no way in hell you would bring your family down there. It's disgusting. It's embarrassing.
So as I understand it, these places just seem to move around.
Yep.
Once they clear one, like under the bridge on the south side last year, you had that story. You actually initiated that.
And by the way,
it was basically a bicycle chop shop.
Horrible. I'm going to post a video from inside that club in Penn Hills. My God. Oh, man. People walking around with AKs. Come on, man. Come on. This can't happen in America.
Unfortunately, it happens all too frequently. I saw in Akron,
wow,
200 people at a birthday party at a private home.
Man. This is a mass shooting in a damn club that's illegal in the first place in Penn Hills. We're going to talk to their mayor live, who's wonderful. And by the way, Tamara has been kicking ass on this story. It's unbelievable. Excuse my voice. I've been on the toilet every 10 minutes for about 4 hours.
What does that have to do with your voice?
I have no idea, but everything's gone south.
All right. You going to be all right?
Who knows?
Let me run out and get a cork.
I've done this before live, so I might as well try and do it again.
Well, Patrick Foley, that's the only thing missing is a
I am telling
can.
You, when you hear what happened last night, this wasn't because the city was kicking butt and they're about to... No. In fact, I'm told that the city and county said back off. I'm told Sarah Inamorato told the county police, you will not do this. I'm told that. And they're hacked. There's a problem, Larry.
So how did it end? Find out next with Marty.
Woo!
You all right?
It's crazy. It's crazy the world we live in that politics gets in the middle, Larry, of ending a protest. Patrick, that was getting ugly last night, brother.
Oh, it got real ugly.
Right in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah. Violent. Protesters clashing with police. People going to the hospital.
It's unbelievable.
And that's just the beginning of the story. More coming up. Marty Griffin. Thanks, Marty. Thanks, Patrick. Hope you make it through the show.